Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
Max and friends, he says what he wants, ain't holding nothing back. Got the recipe for life, and he's inspiring. He's not scared of any topic, from sex style to gossip.
LA Talk Radio, this is Max and Friends. I'm your host, Max Tucci. Welcome back to another Sunday night of LA Talk Radio. How have you all been? What's going on in your life? Tweet me at Max Tucci. I want to know. What's up? Oh my gosh, there's been so much that's happening. I just got back from Jamaica. I had a great time there for the Hanover Charities with my dear friend Vanessa Noel. We had a great time at Round Hill, met some really fun people. It was all good all around. And I have to say thank you to my friends at the Chew, Delmonico's, Amadeo, Alex. You all donated such lovely gifts, so thank you for that, for helping the Hanover Charities in Jamaica, in Montego Bay. So yeah, that was a fun trip. And then what else has been happening? Well, you know, I'm still working on my book, which has taken some time, but like a pregnancy, 9 months. Although this is like the elephant pregnancy. It's all good. It's all good. So I have some fun news for you for that, but I can't share it right now because you know how I am. You can't put everything out there. You got to like just feed people slowly. So listen, speaking of feeding you slowly, what is going on in your lives? You know, I've been looking at your tweets. I'm so thankful for you guys tweeting me at Max Tucci. I know my Instagram I'm not so good at because I don't reply to you all and it's blocked, but that's just the way it is. Some of my life has to be private. So I appreciate you asking why it is that way, and I'm just letting you know that privacy is a lost art. So I have my Instagram blocked, but my Twitter's opened up for all of you to come and join me there, to tweet me, to be part of the fun and be part of the show. Max and Friends, we're celebrating, what is it, eight years, Ronan? 9 years? 8 years this year? And it's been spectacular. So for more information on the show, and if you feel that you want to catch up on some shows, go to latalkradio.com/Max, and there you can find all these years of shows and some amazing guests along the way. Tonight, we have an amazing guest. Speaking of my friend Vanessa Noel, well, I met Dimitri, who you'll meet in just a moment here on Max and Friends, at one of Vanessa's parties, and Dimitri is an amazing singer. We have some amazing songs for you tonight. So for more information, go to dimitrimusic.com, spelled DMITRYmusic.com. But Dimitri will be here later, so you could all sit back, relax, and see what it's like to be in this industry of music. Well, speaking of music and festivities and fun, tonight is the Oscars. So hopefully they're over. I know they're probably still on, but I kind of left the room before they ended. So yeah, the Oscars are happening. What do you all think? Tell me, tweet me who you think is best dressed, worst dressed. You know, we like to do that stuff. You know, usually we talk about it here on the show, but I feel I'd rather introduce you to people than to talk about people. Does that make sense? Well, I hope so. So anyway, sit back tonight, relax, because we have some great music for you to chill out to. It's Sunday night, and I just know that you're going to have a good time chilling, relaxing, having fun on Max and Friends. If it's your first time tuning in, welcome to the show. If you've been here before, you know what I say to you. I love you for tuning in. All right, so what are we going to do? We're going to play some music. And we're going to have some fun. So let's do it right now with Dimitri's song, Sun, here on Max and Friends. We'll be right back. And when we're back, Dimitri joins me.
Me, I need to know that you're alive. Won't give up, it's not that hard to wait. Got so much worse to regret. Strike me down like poison love within your eyes. I'm in need of this euphoria. We'll fight together instead. Your happiness is more important than my own. Yet I don't get you. Your words confuse me, lady. I just know I don't want to be here alone. Only you that I want more than anyone lately. Yeah. Lost in this dream, so what to do?
Song Sun by Dimitri, who's going to join us here now in Max and Friends. Dimitri, pull up your mic and welcome to the show.
Hey, Max. Hi, how are you?
Good. I'm so glad that you're here joining us tonight here on Max and Friends. So how is it to
hear
your
song? Thank you for inviting me.
It's my pleasure. So how is it to have like your songs played on the radio? It's fun, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. I love it, you know. hear it in the radio every day, every minute. Max, before we start, I want to apologize. I want to say sorry if I will sometimes like think about words what I'm missing, because this is my first English speaking interview, as you know, right?
I love that this is your first interview here on Max and Friends. So we'll take our time. We'll have some good times. But you know what? It's all good because we're just here. And the language tonight is the language of love. So tune in, y'all, and thank you for tuning in.
Exactly.
But you know what? Thank you for bringing that up, because, you know, actually you bring up a hot topic about the American language and being here in America and everything, but you followed your dream. So what is it that brought you to New York?
My dream, first of all. So I hear like 2.5 years already. And before that, I had never been here in the U.S. So, and one day I just sit in Moscow and I have vacation like a month, and I decide to go see this country, see the U.S. And I start from the New York, because in my opinion, this city absolutely indigo, right? Mm-hmm. Indigo, with a Moscow, like energy, lifestyle, you know? And I come here, I spend here around a month, and return back to Moscow, and 6 months later, I pack my bags and move to New York.
And move to, that's adventurous. That's adventurous.
Yeah. Work on my dream, you know.
Work on your dream. But now, your dream you've been doing, how long have you been in this music industry?
Since 6 years old.
Wow, long time.
Like 10, yeah, long time.
Your passion, your passion. So since you've been in New York now, what have you been doing since you've arrived in New York?
I continue working my music as well as I did in Moscow, and, you know, but more productive by investing all my time and all my energy here. So I work on my video, I work on my album, which I launched last year, 2016. So I'm looking for amazing musicians. I found them. We work together now. So, and also I did 2 big concerts in New York City. It's Cutting Room, The Cutting Room, and the CIR Studio.
Yes, I love The Cutting Room.
It's big venues in New York City, so I love it. And actually, I keep working, keep writing songs, and I think I've done a lot for these 2.5 years. If we take an accounting, I came in New York without English speaking at all.
No, it's incredible. It's fascinating.
Now I can speak with you.
Yay!
Me.
No, and it's wonderful. You know, when you can follow your passion, I believe the universe rises up to meet you, and anything is possible.
I really moved here with 2 phrases. My name is Dmitry. I'm from Russia. That's it.
I'm from Russia with love.
I know a little bit more words.
That's good.
I can create, build a sentence.
You can, and an interview, which is so much fun. So I want to talk about your songs because, you know, songs, like, to artists, they're like their children. So tell us about the song we're going to play now called Spring in Kiev. What does that song mean to you and why did you write it?
This song was written when, in, I believe it's 2013, when all this war and all this situation started in Kiev. You know, I have a lot of friends there. I have part of family there. And I really was concerned about this whole situation, and I just wrote a song. One day I sit and, like, all my emotions take me, and I wrote it.
Yeah.
It's about Kiev, about, yeah.
No, you know, it's, even though that happened so long, not too long ago, you know, it's still like the turmoil is still today, you know, where people are feeling the same way about other countries and about this country. So music is something that brings us all together. And let's hear the song right now, Spring in Kiev. And then when we're back, we're going to talk about more about New York City and how it affected your music and your songs. Stay tuned to Max and Friends. Right now, Spring in Kiev by Dmitry. We'll be right back.
Come along to me as we watch the city. Morning, come and sign with me. There is not a danger for me yet. It's not a lullaby, oh, not a secret dream of mine. Is this for a lie? And the wind just says goodbye. Save yourself for spring, spring in gear. Back to fields of I want it now. Spring in Kiev, oh, turn
LA Talk Radio. This is Max and Friends. I'm your host, Max Tucci. Thank you for joining us. If you're tuning in right now, my guest is Dimitri. For more information, go to DimitriMusic.com. That was his song, Spring in Kiev. Tell me about how New York, because now it's almost springtime in New York, but how has New York affected your music and your songs?
Do you know, Max, living in New York is direct influence my music, yeah.
Here's the thing. Let's play this game. How would you say it in Russian?
Повлияло.
Exactly.
Повлияло. Это непосредственно повлияло на мою музыку.
And that's what I think. It's something with the music. It's all about the music and the joy of music.
No, it's changed a lot. It changed my mind. I start thinking differently, you know? So, and like, I start listening to local radio, mm-hmm. which is a very different music. And, you know, in Russia, it's a well-established form of Europe dance music. Here, it's absolutely different, you know. When I've heard a lot of songs, what you playing here, guys. In Moscow, I never heard. So for me, it's all new, and like learning, grow with that now. And I love it.
You know, what are some of the artists?
Change my music.
Absolutely. What are some of the American artists that have inspired you?
You know, it's very simple. I grow with Whitney, I grow with Michael, I grow with Madonna, I grow with Pink. I very love and like Jenner Client, mm-hmm. you know, right?
Yeah, of course.
Not one. So, like, I love pop music. I love pop music. It's a lot of singers. Of course, Beyonce, Britney, like, it's still like most of them dance, but.
Now, here's a question I have. What is the difference like when you're in America, you've come here, you've packed your bags, you've decided you're going to come and follow your dream and your passion. What is it hearing that, how is the difference between hearing that music here rather than hearing it in Russia? Is there a difference?
It's different tracks, you know, it mm-hmm. could be the same artist, but different tracks, maybe mm-hmm. with remix or like, of course we hear in the radio, like Rihanna, mm-hmm. well, of course we hear like Beyonce, Whitney, but but it's not same person.
It's produced.
It's
produced bigger.
Right. It is key because it's like 90% of Russian music and like little bit Beyonce, little bit Michael, little bit like, you know.
So they haven't taken over Russia yet. It needs to be like 90%. Yeah. No, it's a joke. But no, that's fun, you know, because it's interesting. Like when I go to Italy, the music there is so different. Even though they're still like American songs, the production is so much bigger because it's more, I think, of like the passion than the market, you know, like trying to sell the record.
Exactly what I tried to tell you. Yeah. The different songs, different like arrangement maybe. I mean, remix is more. And yeah, it's absolutely different. Not as here.
Yeah, no. There it's like music for life. Here it's music for record labels, right?
Yeah, here is, you know, if I turn radio more, I can hear more soul, more rap, more like, and a little bit of dance, like, unza, 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 you know what I mean,
exactly.
Right?
Exactly, yeah.
In Russian, it's exactly unza, 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 and you never, like, you can wait forever to hear, like, soul music or something like that.
Absolutely. So now, you've been right.
Which is not what's close to me, to my, what I'm feeling, what I'm doing.
Yeah, no, of course. Know? Well, speaking of what you're doing, have you written anything new since you've been here?
Oh, yeah. I written exactly last night. I finished my new one song. Yeah, I written a lot of new songs. So, and like part of the, not part, a few of them I took for my new album. Yeah, I do. I write all the time, reading.
I love it. Well, speaking of your new album, congratulations on the new album, The First Symphony, which is available now on iTunes. So what inspired you to record a new album?
Thanks, first of all, Max. I hope you buy it and listen to my songs and love my songs. So what inspired me, you know, inspiration all about me comes to writing the songs, but I wrote this album because, you know, I have the feel I can do it right now because I moved in U.S., learn more about this culture. Mm-hmm. I take this energy and I feel like, okay, I can try make my first album in English and like with different, absolutely different sound what I done in Moscow and Russia. Mm-hmm. So, and I inspiration I took from, I know, all around me. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And like, and when I'm writing the songs, that usually I do alone when night outside of the city. You know what I mean?
I know what you mean. No, your English is perfect. It's perfect because, again, you know, we're bringing this. Like, what I love about my show is, you know, it's not just in LA. We have listeners all over the world, and I have people calling in from India and this and all over the world. So for
wow, that's cool.
Yeah. So for me, it's like
I'm not first guy who speaks.
You're perfect
like this.
Because this the simplicity of all of it is that we all come together, we're all one, and it's just beautiful to hear all everyone's different accents. You know, again, if we want to get political about it, it's what makes America a beautiful place, that everyone comes here because they have a dream. And this is the country
yeah.
that no matter where you come from, your dream can be fulfilled. You know, so for me,
exactly.
I love that you're joining me. I think it's great. You're doing an awesome job. Relax. Take a deep breath. It's all cool. But, you know,
that
I want to talk
my
about...
first interview, Max. First interview. I can't be relaxed like that.
Yes, you can. You know, it's going to be funny because when you're going to do your 100th interview and your 10,000th interview, you're going to remember your first interview here on Max and Friends. But, you know, I understand that you were recently in Moscow recording the Russian version of Pop Idol. Tell me more about that.
Oh, yeah. I was there. It was actually a fantastic experience in my life. I took part of Pop Idol, Russian version of Pop Idol. Mm-hmm. And 3 years later, I took part of the contest of young singers and songwriters. It's called Five Star. So it was a great experience. And now 10 years later, Pop Idol organized reunion of participants. So it was fun.
How cool
to see everyone so much years later, you know. They're having fun there, yeah. I flew to Moscow like a few months ago.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Now, when you go home back to Russia, what is the first thing you do?
I spend time with my parents. Only.
You know, I remember when we were at...
You know, I grew up there. I know everything. I know every corner there. It's not interesting for me anymore. Fly there too, like walking, learning. I go spend with my parents.
But you know what was fun? When we were at Il Posto Accanto for Vanessa and Dimitri's Christmas party, I asked you because you were going back to Russia and we were talking about food. So... Do you love going home to have your mom cook meals for you?
Oh, yeah. Food is different, you know, in America and in Russia. It's very different food.
You know, my mom is Lithuanian. So when I go to Lithuania, like, I look forward to, like, my aunties, like, cooking for me because I know the food is going to be so good. It's going to be so
good. Oh, yeah. Mom, I'm sure mom cooking a lot of, right?
Absolutely.
For you.
You know?
Oh, yeah. Dimitri, what kind of pie you want? What kind of soup you want? Do you want you borscht?
Exactly.
Or like mashed potato? I mean, oh, mom.
Yes, please.
Don't
all
even
of it.
Try food on me. I try to lose the weight. You know?
Yeah, right. We all do. Well, you know, here's the. I love this. The title of this next song we're going to play, which is Dolphin. Tell me about the song Dolphin and why did you name the song Dolphin?
This is actually one of my favorite songs. I wrote it. Like maybe 5 years ago, maybe 7 years ago. I was alone. I like always close to me the piano. Mm-hmm. And I just one moment I feel the like, you know, felt the feeling something coming. And I sit and wrote this song.
Alright, so let's play it. Dolphin on Max and Friends. We'll be right back. For more information, go to DimitriMusic.com. Stay tuned, because when we're back, we got some more questions for Dimitri. I'm your host, Max Tucci, for Max and Friends. Dolphin.
My mind can't do it anymore. I'm asking you to stop this time. Only today I'm starting to see the truth. The closer I get, then the more I'm drowning in you. Yeah. You dive deeper and I dive deeper. There's nothing else I can do. You fly high and I fly high with you. I see you shining the sun so freely, but I know you are wild. Now you are the ocean and I'm only swimming inside. I feel how warm you are, but still you have cold eyes. Can I put all my trust in you, or is this all a lie? I'd swim away if only you'd let me try. But you are the ocean I swim in inside. Yeah, oh, you dive deeper and I dive deeper. There's nothing else I can do. You fly higher and I fly higher with you. I see you shining the sun so freely, but I know you are wild. Now you are the ocean and I'm only swimming inside. I'm swimming inside. Ocean is mine. Yeah, yeah.
I love you.
There's nothing else I can do. You fly higher and I fly higher with you. I see you shining the sun so freely, but I know you are wild. Now you are the ocean and I'm only swimming inside, yeah. I swim in inside. Your ocean is mine. Yeah, yeah,
LA Talk Radio. This is Max and Friends. I'm your host, Max Tucci. That was the song Dolphin by Dimitri, my guest tonight. For more information, go to DimitriMusic.com. Dimitri, what's next for you? What are your plans?
A lot of work, Max. A lot of work. A lot of rehearsals. New album, by the way. I already look for schedule or order for new album, my new songs. And of course, searching for a music label, which will interest me in what I'm doing.
You know, there's a great saying that I always say, and what you're looking for is looking for you. So with no doubt, you're going to find one. But, you know, speaking of finding, how can people find you on Twitter and Instagram?
They can do it from my site, vmicrymusic.com.
It's that simple.
I have there all my social network. So you just open my site and you can join wherever you want.
I love it. And the site again is Dmitry, D-M-I-T-R-Y, music.com. You can find him there and you can join him on Facebook, on Instagram, on Twitter, and love him and go to iTunes and get his album, The First Symphony. They can't knock you down, can they? I love the song that you have, Knock Me Down. You know, they tell me like, what songs do you want to play? And we were talking before. And when you told me the title, Knock Me Down, I'm like, okay, that's the song that we got to play. So tell me about Knock Me Down.
Actually, this song I wrote in when I moved already in New York, like 2 years ago. I love the song.
All right, let's hear it. We're going to play it right now. Max and Friends, Knock Me Down. And when we're back, Dmitry joins me. Stay tuned to Max and Friends. I'm your host, Max Tucci.
Yeah. That are forward, now we come forever. One way to our bound, but now I feel winter chill. You promised me better life. You took my soul, my inner light. You took it all against my will. Bad times, life falls down, then you up and run. Thanks for nothing. That's my lesson, amazing time with you. Memories shared of you, these are focus. That's my reason, knock me down. But I've long since gone on my knees for you. Mistakes, no happiness. Don't worry, now you are free. Whoa. Maybe I'm not your perfect man. Maybe I'm missing something and you're not deserving of me. Bad times, life falls down, then you up and run. Thanks for nothing. That's my lesson. Time with you, memories shared of you. These are focus. That's my reason. Knock me down, but I've long since gone on my knees for you. I'll pray. Knock me down, things gone out my past, and there's nothing left to. Nothing left.
That was Knock Me Down by Dimitri. My guest tonight, DimitriMusic.com. I love on a Sunday night when we can just play music and hang out and chill, and I can introduce you to new people because that's what life is all about. You know, it's all fun to just chill at night and to be able to play music. So, Dimitri, when can New York people yes. get a chance to see you again performing? Because you're like all over the place.
Oh, I actually, they can see me, first of all, in New York, venues of New York. This spring, I will promote my album. Mm-hmm. Also, I plan to promote my album in cities where was rotation of my album. So it's like Chicago, Los Angeles, Minneapolis. But also, I plan to take a part of the South by Southwest this spring. You know, right? After mm-hmm. that, you know, this festival.
You're going to be so busy.
That's pretty neat, right?
You're going to be so busy. Well, you know, I find it interesting that, you know, we're here tonight talking about music, talking about your journeys, and talking about just in life in general. But what is it that you want to tell people who are just getting into this industry of music? How do you want to inspire people?
Guys, work. Work a lot. Work more. Work every day. Read your songs if you're a writer. Sing every day if you're a singer. I mean, try to do that. You know, it's lottery.
I love it.
Who knows? You can win, right?
Absolutely. You know, we always say here at Max and Friends, you got to do your work. You know, if you want things to happen, you've got to do your work. It's just that simple, right?
Exactly. Miracles are only on the story tale.
It's so true.
Keep working.
All right. Well, you know what? We got to wrap this up because that's how time just flies here on Max and Friends. But before we go, we're going to play another song called All Through the Night, because that's what I want you to do tonight is just play music all through the night. Go to DimitriMusic.com, get his album on iTunes, The First Symphony, and there you can play music all through the night. But right now, All Through the Night by Dimitri on Max and Friends.
Dreams with you, you'll see too many similar stories. But I'm ready to face the fact I'm falling. The telephone doesn't make a sound. Loneliness plays inside the silence. Through the night I can feel inside I'm dying. All through the night, captured in time. You fear takes control. I'm trying to fight. The moon and the sky falls into the room. Let me be. Now, and there's too many takes control. I'm trying to fight. The morning the sky falls into the room. Let me be. So much I should say, but is it my place? I want to run home away. And touch my face.
LA Talk Radio. This is Max and Friends. I'm your host, Max Tucci. Thanks so much for tuning in. That was a song we just played called All Through the Night by my guest, Dimitri. For more information, go to DimitriMusic.com. Dimitri, we got to like end the show. That's how fast it goes.
Wow, that was so fast.
You see,
but it was great. Thank you,
Max.
You
did a great job. Your first interview on the radio.
Oh, yeah. But it was perfect.
You were fantastic.
Thank you.
Here's the reality. Did you have a good time?
I promise to you, next time I will better.
You're perfect.
I will better.
Did you have a good time?
Yeah, it was fun.
That's all that matters. We had a good time.
That was very good.
It was fun. You know what? And it's great to hear your music because I love introducing people to new artists, especially those that I believe in. So I believe in you. I know you're going to have a great career in this industry. Like you said, just keep
doing
your thing. It's my pleasure. All right, everyone. Well, we've got to wrap this show up because that's what happens here on Max and Friends. I'm glad you tuned in tonight here on LA Talk Radio. Tune in every Sunday night because that's how we do things here for the last 8 years. And happy birthday, LA Talk Radio. You know, it was just a couple of weeks ago that LA Talk Radio celebrated their birthday, as did I. So happy birthday, LA Talk Radio. I love you for being my venue and my platform where I could bring new people on and introduce them to the world. So for more information, go to latalkradio.com/max. There you can get all of my shows and hear this one too if you missed any part of it. In addition, we have the LA Talk Radio app. It's free and you can go download it right now for your smartphones because like I like to say, if you download the LA Talk Radio app, you get to bring me with you to bed every Sunday night and just click play. I'm your host, Max Tucci for LA Talk Radio. I say on to you, good night and good karma and just do good by each other. Love one another and love what you do because what you do will love you back. Thank you so much, Dimitri, for joining me tonight on Max and Friends.
Thank you, Mac.
Have a good night.
Thank you so much.
My pleasure. All right, everyone.
Nice.
Gotta go.
Bye.
Because the Oscars, I gotta go see what everyone says about the Oscars and who won Best Dress. I love you all for tuning in. Good night and good karma. And take life to the max. I'm your host, Max Tucci, for Max and Friends.
We were
love.